Last time in the Shira when we discussed Dine Ksuba, we spoke more general in Ksuba that the Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. And besides that, the Ksuba is a Shtar Raya, the Shtar Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. And then the Ksuba itself, the Kinyan, is what creates the Shibud. So we have a Kinyan, and then we have the Ksuba, the Shtar Raya. In tonight's Shir, we're going to try to discuss the Indian that we're learning last week, this week, about a Shtar Muktim, a Shtar Mu'ukher, which means we're going to see that the Dine Shtaris of Dine Shtar Ksuba is pretty bedoima to Shtaris of general. We write in the Ksuba, we write the Zman. We write the day, the year, what day in the Chodesh. We write the Zman in the Ksuba. Why do we write the Zman in the Ksuba? What is it relevant to have the time written in the Ksuba? So it's more in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. In general about Shtaris, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara says, "Umepnei ma tiknu Zman begittin." Why were they mesakin to write a time in a get? Rashi explains, what's the shaila? Why did they masakin to write a time in a get? What's the shaila? So Rashi says, because there's no money involved. If there's money involved, so you have to write a time in the shtar to know when you could be goyve from a shabadim. If the person who owes money went ahead and sold a field, a karka, so if it was sold before the halva, it's not meshubid. If it was sold afterwards, it's meshubid, and therefore the malva could go and could be goyver from lekuchas. You could go take the karka away. So mameila, that's why you have to write a date in any single shtar, and therefore a shtar muktim, which means if let's say the halva took place today, beis shvat, but you wrote in the shtar a day earlier, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's problematic. And the reason why it's problematic is because when it's a muktim, you're going to be goyver from lekuchas shalai kedin. Why be goyver from lekuchas shalai kedin? Because it's written in the shtar that the halva was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And you really only, the halva only took place, the actual halva only took place when? A day later. So the middle of your camp, you're going to be goyva when the malva is going to come, be goyva with the shtar. It's going to be goyva from a shabbatim a day earlier. So the middle, a shtar muktim, it's a mishnah in Shvius, Perik Yud, mishnah hey, shtar choyv hamuktam im arpsulim. So the choyra, what should come out, should be the same thing by a ksuba also. If somebody writes the date in the ksuba, he writes an earlier date, the chasana is hey shvat, and he writes Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's l'chayr a regular shtar muktim, and a shtar muktim will be possible. If you write a later date, if you write an earlier date, if you write a later date, it's not a problem. Shtar mo'ocher, the Mishnah says shtar mo'ocher is kosher. But if you write a earlier date, you're going to be goyva what the ksuba is a shibur, be goyva from a shubadim shaloi kedin. So mameila l'chayr it goes into shtar muktim, that should be possible. Lemaisa, and this is what we're going to speak about, not Negeya, Reb Tzvi, Bayo Chasana was a Negeya, because now the Kabbalah's Panim is by night, the Chuppah, Nesu, and everything is by night. But what do you do when you're holding by a Kabbalah's Panim? You're filling out the Ksuba, which is very common the spring and the fall, when the Kabbalah's Panim is right before Shkia. Shkia is, let's say, 7:30, and the Kabbalah's Panim is 6:30, so 7:30 is the Chuppah, and it will be after Shkia. So what do you do with the date? If you're going to fill out the Ksuba the day of, which means, let's make a Cheshbon, it was today. The Ksuba was filled out today, Beis Shvat, and the Chuppah, the Kedusha Nesu'in, was tonight, Gimel Shvat. So what should you write? What date should you date the Ksuba? Could you date the Ksuba when you're filling out the Ksuba the day of what it is, Beis Shvat? It's a Shtar Muktim. And a Shtar Muktim, L'chayr is Pasul, which means if you're busy with a halva and the halva takes place tonight and the date is written today, Beis Shvat, it's Pasul. It's a day early, it's Muktim. So by Ksuba, L'chayr, you should have the same problem. Yeah? Regular common case that always happens very often. The Kabbalah's Panim is when the time when we're noyik to fill out the Ksuba then. And if you write the date of when the Kabbalah's Panim is, That's Beis Shvat, it's earlier. And then the Kedusha Nesu'in is actually by night, and when the Ksuba is given, when the Kedusha Nesu'in is by night, it's Gimel, L'chayr it's a Shtar Muktim. L'maisa, L'chayr it's very clear that a Shtar Ksuba is different than a Shtar Halva. Based on what we already discussed in the previous shir of Ksuba, and we'll explain now again, a Shtar Halva, what's the Shtar Halva a raya for? It's a raya for when the Halva took place. So if the Shtar Halva was written Beis today, Beis Shvat, and the actual Halva took place tonight, Gimel Shvat, so that is a regular Shtar Muktim. It was written, the date is written today, Beis. The Halva took place tonight, Gimel Shvat. That's a regular Shtar Muktim, and it's possible, Asi L'mitav L'kucha Shalek Adin. However, what happens by Ksuba? The Ksuba was written today, Beis Shvat. The Kedusha Nesu'in was tonight, Gimel Shvat. But what's the Ksuba Shtar Raya for? It's a Raya for the Shibut, for the Kinyan that the Ksuba does. Since it's a Raya for the Kinyan, and when was the Kinyan done? The Kinyan was done by the Kabbalah's Pana, B'Shas, you write the Ksuba. Since the Kinyan was done then, Memela, it's not a problem of Muktim. That L'chaira comes out pretty clear. That means if you write the date of today, of Beis Shvat, and even though they get married tonight, Gimel Shvat, but since when you wrote the Ksuba, you also made the Kinyan Aksuba, the Shiba took place by day, B'doimet to when the Halva took place. Since the Shiba took place by day, Memela, it's not a Shtar Muktim, and it's kosher.
So you're saying Tapi getting the Shiba from day?
Yes.
Shiba's ready from now?
From today, from Beis.
She can be going from Beis?
Yes. And you, Emerson, you could do it from a week before also. Yeah, you could write a week earlier. Why not? The Shiba, we're going to explain that Vana.
Shiba, it's based on the marriage. The marriage was...
Elia's asking, and we're going to get to it soon. His mechaver of Shlomo Zalman has a different problem. There's something else written in the Ksuba, which is talking about marriage, which happens later. We'll get to that momentarily. But let's first go in. Let's not go into that. Let's first go into the halach. That's nothing to do with a Shtar Muktim. Shtar Muktim, the problem is if you write an earlier date, you're coming to be goyvish like it did. You're not being goyvish like it did. You made the kinyan earlier. Yeah, you made a kinyan. Yeah.
You made a kinyan.
No, I'm a chalois. You made a regular kinyan. When do you make the kinyan? You make the kinyan b'shasta kabbalas pana, which is by day, so it's good.
Sir Reb Tzvi,
what you're saying about Al Tanai, one second. I want to get to that with Ramosha in a minute, 1 minute. But let's first, one step at a time. I hear Claude. So the Vaila, the reason why it shouldn't be a problem, papashtus of Shtar Muktim, is because Lamaisa, by the Kabbalah's Panim, they made a kinyan with a gartel, with a pen, with a yarmulke. That kinyan sudr, kinyan chalipin, the chosin is meshabat himself to pay the ksuba. So Mamela, that took place a day before the chasana, and Mamela, it's good. Which really comes out, doesn't have to be dafka, a day before technically, it could be a few days before also. Klape Muktim, because Lamaisa, you meshabat yourself. And the emes is that this yesoid is really a toisvus. Toisvus and gittin, daf yud zayin amar aleph. Toisvus says divram daf yud ches amar aleph. Sorry, divram aschel af umiu zak toisvus hecha de kanu minei lekel abeichashmini. Toisvus says klar that he's handling about from erev Shabbos to matzah Shabbos. Zak toisvus, if you make a kinyan, it helps lamaisa. It's not a shtar muktim. So be'etzim, so far l'chayru will cover that you can write a shtar Muktim by Ksuba, which takes care of the issue which we're working with now, that the Kabbalah's Panim is by day, the Chasen is by night. Right? You're writing the Ksuba by day, so it's not a problem, because while filling out the Ksuba, you're writing the Ksuba, you write the day and you make a Kinyan. Narvas, Ramosha, in Igris Moshe, Evan Ezra Chelik Dalid, I'll read the Lashon. He says, Ubeinyan Ksuba Shenichtava Bayoim. He's going mamash l'chayr in a regular case that we're speaking about now, that the kedushin, the ksuba, we wrote the ksuba, the kabbalah spawn was by day, and l'may said the marriage, the kedushin nesu'in only happened by night. Zokter Moshe, shebizmanenu shadayin l'kiddush, told, you know, you do kedushin nesu'in levon v'loy neschayiv b'klum, posel to have a shtar muktim. He says it's posel. These are the words written, Clark, psula dahavashtar muktam. It's possible. So Rav Moshe says that this is not an etzah to write a ksuba by day with the date of the day and give up and have the kedusha nesuim by night. Dr. Rav Moshe, it's a shtar muktim. L'cha'ira Taisra says that kinyan helps. I saw others that bring Rav Moshe say Rav Moshe is talking about without a kinyan. Without a kinyan. Rav Moshe is talking about without a kinyan, which is a little bit shver, because we make a kinyan when in Yerushalayim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you make the kinyan under the chuppah. Here, you make the kinyan already earlier, so you made the kinyan. L'chayre, the svar is like Rav Tzvi mentioned before. Avada, there is a kinyan. But the kinyan is made bedas that it should be later. Since the kedushin, nothing happened yet, the kedushin and the nesuin happened first later. So, Mimelu, even if you make the kinyan by day, by the Kabbalah's ponim, your das in the kinyan, your shibud for the ksuba is only for by night. So, Mimelu, it's not going to help. So far, we don't have an eitzah to write the ksuba by day with the date of the day, which means to write today, beis shvat, and have the kedushin tonight, because that will be a shtar muktim. Even if you made a kinyan earlier, the kinyan doesn't help for by night. Taisus is a shaila, but it could be if Taisus is going bizman that it was separate. Ke'es tzarachin. We could discuss afterwards to see how we could be miyasha. Taisus says, but some Kenyan works.
Yeah, but Taisus is talking that you made a Kenyan. If the chosim would die before the
chuppah,
could she collect from the.
If what?
The chosim would die before the chuppah.
So we'll get to that in a minute. That's lechayr. That means you're talking about that it was separate to kedushin and the nesuin. We'll get to that in a minute. Rav Tzvi, I want to handle that in a minute. About if let's say nothing happened, we'll get to that in a minute. I want to just
the Indian nothing happened yet. Because
he's talking about right. There's nothing. There's no kedushin and no nesuin.
And there's no ishayvus. Made a kinyan, but it doesn't.
We'll get to that svara. Well, you're saying, what do you mean? There's nothing going on, but Chalal told the kedushin anyways, because the kedushin only happens by night. You say nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Kedushin. There's no chiyuv moment yet. I want to know, is there a chiyuv moment now? Made a kinyan, and there's no chiyuv moment yet.
Allow me to get back to the shayla mamish in 3 minutes. I just want to benegay it to what the Rav Moshe says. That it's not an eitzah. Rav Moshe says you can't write the date of by day and have the kedushin by night. In Rivvei Sefrayim, he brings that there was a maisa of Rabbi Aaron and Rabbi Zalman were by a chasana together, and they wrote the ksuba of by day with the date of by day. Brings the Rivvei Sefrayim and they gave the. He says they gave it after shki. It doesn't say mamash by night, and he says there's no problem. Aye, the kinyan was earlier, so l'chayr it's a shtar muktim. And we're going, it's a shtar muktim. It's a shtar muktim because the kinyan, like we're saying now, is really only you have das for by night. So l'chayr is a shtar muktim. So for that to have a new eitzah, and they say, based on the Gemara says the svar is used a lot. Since it's asukim ba'isa inyan makes that he's a coil, that people know about it. And the whole problem why shtar muktim, what's the problem with shtar muktim? That it's not right. You're going to come to be tired from lekuches. Since these are koil, we're not worried to be tired from lekuches like it. Then these are koil. Let's go back for a minute to understand making the kinyan earlier before the kedushin nesuin. L'chayra, when you make the kinyan before the kedushin and nesuin, l'chayra, the day before, as no shaychus. What happens if they never get married? So is there a ksuba? There's no ksuba. So l'chayra, there's no l'chayra. The kinyan is not a kinyan now. So what are you telling me? If you made a kinyan, the kinyan be'etzim works. Even in Rav Moshe that says that the kinyan is not a good kinyan is because when you make the kinyan, you have das for later. Let's say you don't have das for later. When you make the kinyan, you have the kinyan for now. It would work. Why would it work? The Teretz is avada you can be meshabed yourself now. Even a day before the chasen, a week before the chasen, you can be meshabed yourself. Why not? If they don't get married, hechatim tzedek, you can't be goyved a ksuba because a ksuba is only if he dies or if there's a get. Obviously, if they don't get married, Samela won't be Hechatim Tzedek. Why can't they be Meshavet yourself? Why not? Why not? The Shibud Aksuba, why not? No, he is Meshabat himself, even if they didn't get married. But to be Goyv Ksuba is only if they're married and he divorces her, then you get a Ksuba. What do you mean? That's what the Ksuba is.
He himself and he died. So why can't you go to Ksuba?
No, even after marriage, I mean, even dying is also Pshat as a husband dying.
I don't know.
He could do that. He's not doing that.
Well, when Tyson's...
No, he can't
do that.
He can't do that. Just like
Gerushin,
also...
Why could
be Nis'armala. No, you're right, the Lashon Nis'armala. If there'll be a Nis'armala, she becomes Almana. What does the Olam say? Is it shver to say that, how based on what we explained, that the ksuba itself, shtar ksuba, is a raya? But besides the ksuba being a raya, the kinyan is a shibud. By making a kinyan, it's a shibud. So if you have the kinyan is a shibud, you can be meshabed yourself before. By halva, you lend somebody money. There's no shibudim. Did you lend him the money? You owe him the money. That's when it starts. If you didn't lend him the money, you don't owe him. If you lent him, you owe him. If not, not. By ksuba, the chi of aksuba is by making the kinyan. You mashabed yourself a sudah, so if you do it a day before, a week before, you mechuyev.
Could be kani min ha'el ve'alva too.
What'd you say?
Who's to say it doesn't have ve'alva? It just isn't. Shtar mukhtin doesn't have kani min ha'el. Maybe kani min ha'el.
But that's something else, not a halva. You mean stam, a guy's mechayev himself to give money.
Oh, he's mashabed in the chasim to the halva that's going to be tomorrow.
Okay, so that could be is already, if the pshat is maybe the alva happened. Let's go weiter now. Elia asked the Moiri the Geshaila. So let's be masakim what we have so far with a clarkite. The chasana happened by night, the ksuba was written by day. So he said that l'cha'irid is a problem of shtar muktim, because the kinyan really only happens by night. But if the kinyan would happen by day, it wouldn't be a problem. We also saw Rabbanan b'Sazalma, there's a svar of that is a coil. So technically, you could write a day earlier mitzad the din of shtar muktim. However, there's another problem. Dr. Shleima Zalman and Mincha Shleima, that since it's written in the ksuba that havili, that the chassan tells the kala that I'm havili le'intu, and with savoyis that they got married, so it says in the ksuba that they got married. So the Mela, it's a sheker in the ksuba. Zaktav Shleim Zalm, it's a sheker in the ksuba. One second, it's a sheker in the ksuba that if you write, what are you writing in the ksuba? You're writing today, Yom Beis Shvat, and Lamaisa are only getting married tonight. Since it's a mechzik a sheker, it's more than even mechzik a sheker. It's literally a sheker in the ksuba. It's a sheker. Since it's a sheker, so Mela, you're not allowed to, you can't do it. You can't write a day earlier. Now he writes that the one who asked the shaila said maybe when it's written in the ksuba, it's only l'sipur dvarim ba'alma. It doesn't mean it literally. And if it's a sipur dvarim ba'alma, so then you could push it a little bit that it's mamash not badafka, that the mamash got married. It's handling the marriage. So he says it's not sipur dvarim ba'alma because we could rely on the ksuba. What happens if she was makabel kedushin today, beis shvat, from somebody else? So we pull out the ksuba, and the ksuba says that she got married to this chassan on beis shvat, and memela she's already a eishes ish. So we rely on what the ksuba says that they got married. So Zaktav Shleima Zalman, if they didn't get married yom beis shvat, they only got married at night at gimel shvat, it's a sheker. So memela you can't write the day earlier. So there's a new problem over here of writing a day earlier, not al shtar muktim machosha mishpatig a problem, mitzad toiv lakucha shalaika, then there's a problem, machzik a shikra, or it's mamash a shaker. The emes is that this nekuda of the Reb Shleima Zalman is already brought in the Levush and in the Haflah. The Levush says that be'etzim, you're not supposed to write the ksuba till after the chuppah. Chayru means after the kedushin, because after the chuppah, it's a chuppah shein royal labia. But you have to write the ksuba later. Lamaisa, he says, why do you have to write it later? Because it says v'tzavoyis, right, that they got married. Tzemel avad, you have to write the day, the later date. I says Lamaisa, we're not noyik to be zar in that. We're not makbid to write the ksuba after the kedushin, after the chuppah. So he says the reason is because Amol, they were noyik to have the chasana, used to be Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. And he says sometimes there was chsuchim arguments, and in between the arguments, it got very close to Shabbos. By the time the chuppah was done, it was already Shabbos. And you can't fill out the ksuba then, so you write it earlier. But he says, Enachanami taka, you can't write. He says, by the time, you write it before. But how taka could you write it before? How could you write the ksuba before they got married? Lamaisa in the ksuba, it says that they got married already. So how could you write it? Dr. Lavosh, V'soymchem kiven sha'asukim bo'ise inyan la'mechzik yashikra. Since Lamaisa are handling getting married, so even though the ksuba says that they got married already, but since the handling getting married, so mele it's la'mechzik yashikra.
He said,
"Well, the lashon heich the amar means how the chassan told the kala reat mekadeshes. He didn't say it.
I want you to marry me. Well, didn't say he gave a ring yet. He said, I want to get married. Yeah, I want to cheat his master. He wants to get married. That's a sukkah by Zinyan. The lashon doesn't.
You're saying a sukkah by Zinyan means that's the
kaddish. Means I want to get married.
We're going to get to that if it's sipper. Maybe it's not sipper, it means for real. We're going to get to that in a second.
Because over there we rely.
Who said
he
even said that?
What do we know? Relies on what?
But he did say.
By the way,
want
to
get married?
No,
because he said anyway.
It says in the Ksuba Lamaisa that they're going to get married. That they got married. That they're married. So why would you say he holds the outer line?
Shlomo Zalman
said,
"Ask when he was the answer that show."
I want to handle right now. Gnoy, what you're saying? This thing, if it's shayach sipper dvar ba'alma. I want to ask the Olam, this yisoid of the Lavush, that he says that it's a sukkah ba'isa inyan and it's fine. Is that only in the same day? Rav Shlomo Zalman's talking about from one day to the next day. And he says it's a problem because Lamaisa, what do you mean? It says that they got married and they didn't get married. Lavush says it's fine by the Erev Shabbos, since it's a Rosh, you can write it before.
A different day?
No, so Lavush is not talking about a different day, but the Lavush says that you could write it before because Asukim. Vilma Vissen, could you use the Asukim even for the day before? L'chayra not, like Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the day before, that's a sheker. Why? Varai, it's a sheker because you could use the ksuba that they got married. You want to argue, you could argue. Hilamaisa learns that you could use the ksuba, as a raya that they got married. If it's true that you can use the ksuba that they got married, if it's true in malacha that it's there, you can use the ksuba. So lechayra azoy vayt the day before already lechayra even the levush will be maska, maybe asukim doesn't help for that day. It's a little bit interesting. They didn't get married yet, but they wrote that they got married. The teretz is the handling now to get married. But the day before, even though it's a few hours apart, we're talking about the kabbalah spanim is 6:30 and the chuppah 7:30. The svar of asukim works. I just think that the problem what Rav Shlomo Zalman has, that Lamaisa it's a sheker, L'chayra blives a sheker. So what's the problem? What do you mean? That what?
It's ksuba without Eidim.
It's Eid Sheker. Why? Because
it's not Eidim on the ksuba. It's ksuba ksuba because it's not Eidim.
Why is it a ksuba? Why is there no Eidim? Why?
Because the
ksuba.
Because
what?
Because
that happened.
Oh, because there was no kedushin.
Yeah.
It means it's a sheker. So Mela, the edim are being made on sheker. So you can't rely on the edim.
Made on the kedushin, so then it's an edim sheker.
Let's just see over here two more parts of the Eitzah. One part of the Eitzah and one more Nekuda. So we have like this. Shtar Muktim seems to be ganz problematic. We have Rav Moshe, we have Rav Shlomo Zalman, even not al Shtar Muktim. We have a problem, a new problem, that it's Mechzika Sheker. It's Sheker. Eidus Sheker. You don't have the Eidus Pachlal. So what's Yeh the Eitzah? L'chayu the Eitzah is... What does the Olam say? Write by the Kabbalah's Ponim, the Zman of by night. You're writing it today, Beis Shvat. So when you're filling out the Ksuba, write Gimel Shvat. Write Gimel Shvat.
It's not Gimel Shvat.
One second. Yanti's saying maybe that's also Shaka. 1 second. Write Gimel Shvat. Now, one thing is very important.
You signed it, that's a problem.
One minute. It's Gimel. You're right. Shtar Mo'ucher, before anything, Shtar Mo'ucher is kosher. If you make a halvah today and you write that it was the halvah was Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's kosher. So you be'etzem can write that it happened tonight. 1 second. Zogt the Minchas Yitzchak, that even if you're writing a Shtar Mo'ucher, but don't write it too far, which means you can't write it a week from now, because you're going to run into a different issue that they're not going to be living with a ksuba. If the Kabbalah's Ponim is today Beis, and you write tonight, so Beseder, when they get married tonight, she'll have a Ksuba. Okay. But if the Kabbalah's Ponim today Beis, but by mistake you wrote Hey, that's a problem. So that's Koidim Kol. Even if you're going to write a Shtar Mo'ucher, it could only be Mo'ucher from the day to by night. From then, it'll be a kosher then. But if let's say the chapsach 2 days before, you have to go and write a new ksuba. It's not a good. You don't have a ksuba. You're right. She's right. It's not a posel ksuba. A week later, they're just not living with the ksuba till that date comes.
But it's also a problem with the edim, because the edim cost more a day before, and the ksuba is often.
So what's the problem? What's the problem to fill write a ksuba today?
The ksuba is tomorrow, and the edim.
Yeah, but you could do it even a shtar halvah. Let's say if the halvah is happening later, whenever the halvah was, you're right now. As long as the date is not earlier, a later date, what's the problem? What's the problem of a later date?
Because eight
is
man of the shtar. Eight needs to be during the man of the shtar.
We'll handle right afterwards. I want to hear the Shaila. It's not a Shaila from Shlomo Zalman, because there it's a sheker that they didn't get married yet.
The signing
that they got married, it's Moiridik, Lotav Shalman's Kavalda, because they're getting married tonight and they're signing today, Bays. For tonight, and the taka that background of that problem that's worked out. The taka getting married. Let's just see over here. Lamaisa, I shtar mo'ocher. I want to just be masam. Afterwards, we'll handle everything. Please, I would like to handle it. Lamaisa, there is. Yom Tim mentioned very good that Lamaisa shtar mo'ocher is not so posh. The Ramah says l'tchatchil you shouldn't do it. So be'etzem, maybe it's taka not a eitzah to write by night. We're trying to find the eitzah what to do. To rush that the kedushin. What's the eitzah? So if you write a shtar mo'ucher, the Ramah says a shtar mo'ucher is probably l'tchatchilu, you shouldn't do it. In lahoiris nasir, Rav Nosson Gestetner has a whole tshuva to be mechalak that this is better than halva. And be'ikur he has like this. He says, first of all, since the ksuba is written when they got married, and the date of when they got married is that night, so memela fakered, it's very good. It says v'kinyana, and they made the kinyan earlier. Lav dafka v'kinyana means the kinyan of earlier. And he says that it's not a problem to have a shtar mo'ucher by ksuba. He's not bothered about it. You could haka write. Mainly you could write haka. You could write it later. So l'chayra, that should be a eitzah. That should be a eitzah to be able to write, even if it's by the b'shas takabal spon, and write the time by night.
And I leave it there, Mr. Mani, should you see how it starts from now or from now?
The shibud?
Yeah.
So that really depends if when the kinyan was done early, and technically the shibud should start by day. But we saw based on Ramosh, it's lav dafka that it starts by day. Could be the kinyan is already adaita for later. Yes, Lodin. We'll handle right afterwards. Lamaisa, there's one more point that we'll say Bekitzer Gomer. There's one more point why maybe yes to Rosh to make the Kedushin by day in such a spring fall. The Be'er Hetev brings in Simen Chavav, Sif Katan Dalid, that a person should not make a Kedushin by night. Now, obviously, he brings it from the Mizrahi. Obviously, we're not noyuk to be makbid because all winter chasanis are by night. Abu Maitza says, not the makadish by night. And he brings, and Mamela, the Be'er Hetev brings over there, that he was noyuk to be mavatal, the minig of making chasanis by night. Lamaisa, the Pesach Tshuva says, what's the Makoyer Taka? Why shouldn't you be able to make a chasan, a kedushin by night? So he says, by get halachas, you're not supposed to be megarish by night, because get has to be done by with a bezdin, and you don't have yeshiva's bezdin by night. Memela, since he's a hekish v'yotzev ha'isa, just like gittin is not by night, kedushin also. So there's a few shilas on this. That's why they say why not to have kedushin by night. The first shayla is v'yotzev ha'isa is only lagabi shtar. And this Kedusha Kesev should zicha work by night. Go makadosh betabas is Kedusha Kesev. The Divrei Yatzev says, I have a rai, you could do it by night, because one of the three ways of Kedushin is bebiya, and biya is balayla. Akoponim, the poiskim say, Avada, you could be makadosh balayla. I'll just end off the Aruch HaShulchan brings this also. B'choleis makachin isha bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. U'b'layla makachin afilu l'tchatchilo v'chein amirin b'chol medina seinu. Ayin b'er heitiv siv katan dalid. U'mitzvah limchik to be moichik. That avad yitaka could be makadish. It could be makadish by night. So Mela, just to sum up. L'maisa, we said to write an earlier date is a big shayla of being muktim. Later, be'etzem shtam ocher l'chayra shouldn't be a problem as long as it's not too late. And then elamai to rush it because of balayla, we see that there's no real lemaisa. We're not noyik to be makbid of not being makadish balayla.